Day 476. Saturday, July 27th. Psalm 44. Psalms 44, 1 Memonis 26 NKJV to the chief musician. A contemplation of the sons of Korah. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days. In days of old, you drove out the nations with your hand, but them you planted, you afflicted the peoples and cast them out. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. You are my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you we will push down our enemies, through your name we will trample those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. But you have saved us from our enemies, and have put to shame those who hated us. In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Selah, but you have cast us off and put us to shame, and you do not go out with our armies, you make us turn back from the enemy, and those who hate us have taken spoil for themselves. You have given us up like sheep intended for food, and have scattered us among the nations, you sell your people for next to nothing, and are not enriched by selling them. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those all around us, you make us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the peoples. My dishonor is continually before me, and the shame of my face has covered me, because of the voice of him who reproaches and reviles, because of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us. But we have not forgotten you, nor have we dealt falsely with your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way, but you have severely broken us in the place of jackals, and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a foreign God, would not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yet for your sake we are, killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise! Do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our body clings to the ground. Arise for our help, and redeem us for your mercy's sake. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG Reading Plan states, Psalm 44, another maskil of the sons of Korah, is written as a community lament and plea. The perspective throughout is normally first-person plural, i.e. we, our, us, yet verses 4, 6 and 15 use first-person singular, I, my and me. It could be that the singular usage is intended to denote the nation collectively, or just to have each person singing the prayerful song identify with it personally. It is also conceivable that these verses were intended to be solo parts, or they may simply indicate a single author praying collectively throughout the psalm using we, but sometimes speaking personally using I, just as each of us does in our own prayers today. For instance, you as an individual might pray collectively, Our Father, give us our daily bread, and yet also ask personally in the same prayer, Help me to do your will. The occasion of this psalm is a time of military defeat wherein people have been captured by the enemy, see verses 9-12. It may be one of those taken captive who wrote the song in Psalms 42-43. Psalm 44 begins with the people rehearsing a portion of Israel's history that their parents taught them, verse 1. That their ancestors didn't gain the promised land because of their own military strength and actions, but because God drove out the nations who lived there and planted the Israelite ancestors there instead, verses 2-3. The psalm further eschews trust in military might and expresses faith that God as Israel's king and commander is the one through whom the nation will gain victory against its enemies now and in the future, just as in the past, verses 4-8. Yet for the moment things look terribly bleak. In the face of military defeat, scattering shame and enemy taunts, verses 9-16-19. The song bemoans God having sold his people away for almost nothing, verse 12. Despite this, the people have remained faithful to God and his covenant, mindful that he would know of any idolatry on their part, verses 17-18-20-21. Indeed, the song maintains that it is because of the people's refusal to compromise with God's way that they are suffering and in danger among their enemies, verse 22. The statement here about being sheep for the slaughter applied in the greatest sense to the Messiah, who would come as the Lamb of God to be sacrificed, as the prophet Isaiah foretold in similar wording, see Isaiah 53:7. Yet this metaphoric description would also characterize all Christ's followers, his flock, who would be persecuted for their faith. And in fact, the Apostle Paul quotes Psalm 4:22 in this very regard. See Romans 8:36, speaking of the fact that we endure this for the sake of the wonderful outcome God has in mind for us. The people beseech God to awake out of sleep and rise up to help them, verses 23-26, since they know he does not actually sleep, see Psalm 121:4. Their words here have a sense of pleading with God to focus his awareness on their need and to rouse himself into action. And where the song spoke before of God having sold his people away, Psalm 4:12, it ends with a plea for him to redeem them, verse 26, to buy them back. End.